Oh, we are back. It is Design Behind the Mask. I'm your host, Carl Waldron. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. We'll be on YouTube soon. I got to work up the courage to put on a camera, but we're back, baby. What this podcast will be, I don't know, but we're back. Why? Because I love recording podcasts and I have a microphone that I spent a lot of money on. So here we are. The original premise of this show was, you know, talking about a design in pop culture, talking about movie posters or video game manuals or the UI in a video game menu, comic book panels, whatever, stuff like that. And I realized that I didn't have the discipline to go out and find topics that fit that mold. Honestly, I burnt myself out way before I even dug deep into the pit of topics that I had. Had a whole document fleshed out with about, you know, color theory and all this, that, and the other thing. And I just said, you know what? I'm not going to do this podcast right now. And that was almost 2 years ago where I made that decision. Every day I would wake up and say, I should probably record something new for Design Behind the Mask. I have a fantastic logo for it that I think is very clever, and I want to put that out. I love recording, so I really want to do it, and I just couldn't fathom it. And I think this evening I said, you know what, just throw caution to the wind and sit in front of your microphone and ramble for 10 or so minutes and see where you go. So here I am. I don't know if the topics of this podcast will be similar to what I talked about. I know that I will discuss pop culture. I know I'll discuss graphic design and creative direction and, you know, things that I love, right? And we'll figure out the format along the way. I took a piece of advice from the creator of the website, The Muse, when she had one of her talks. I don't remember. I think it was 99 something. I forgot what it was called. Anyway, during her talk, she said, when you're launching something, just launch it. It won't be perfect, but you'll have something out there. You'll get feedback, you'll make it better, and then it'll grow over time. And the people who rock with you at the start will continue rocking with you if you liked it. So here we are, just, you know, out there launching something, right? For a little bit more background, I didn't know who my target audience was. Fair. I still don't. But the design cross pop culture thing was not fully fleshed out. Who was I talking to? Was I talking to other designers? It seemed like it. Who really wanted to listen about, you know, what typeface is on a Star Wars poster? It's ITC Serif. ITC Serif Gothic. Or it's Marvin Visions, if you're talking about the Star Wars Outlaws game. But I digress. These are the nerdy things that I think about. I bombard my buddy Sean about it all the time. But I didn't know who was listening to that. I think my nephew was. So if you're listening, shout out to you, son. But I didn't have a clear picture. I didn't have personas, you know? I didn't know who I was talking to or what they would get. What value would they get out of this this podcast? And again, I still don't, but I'm at the point now where I just want the show to exist. I want to have a conversation with folks. I want to make something. I love being creative. And one of my favorite mediums is audio, podcasting. So here we are again, trying to figure out, one, who's going to listen to this? You know, I don't know. We'll figure it out. And two, what are the topics going to be? I don't know. Do you want to hear about, you know, the latest Ninja Turtle figure that came from NECA? Or do you want to hear about any specific typeface that probably showed up on your feed somewhere? And you're like, that's a nice font. We could talk about that. We could talk about letter spacing. I don't know. Today's episode is really about coming to terms with the fact that I don't know anything. and and, you know, how freeing that is. A large portion of my job is directing. I'm a creative director. I make sure things are consistent and run smoothly, and my team is working cohesively. And if they have design questions, I can answer them and I can guide them down the proper path. Now, I have incredible imposter syndrome. I think many, if not all, designers have had moments of that. I have it consistently, and I don't let it take over. I think I enjoy having imposter syndrome because it keeps me really humble. Sometimes to the point of me not being able to do certain things like this podcast. Like one of the aspects of the show that I constructed was, I'll teach people about, you know, design and how it applies to pop culture. But as I started getting into it, I was like, who am I to teach anybody about design? And I don't even work in that vertical. I don't make things professionally for, you know, entertainment or anything. I'd love to, but I haven't been hired to do any of that stuff. So how can I speak to it? So I was just talking about general design principles. And even that, I'm like, if you really wanted to learn something, I'm not going to make a podcast that's going to get you there, right? I'm not going to usher you into the realm of design via a podcast. If you want to learn about type, there are way better sources than me. My old type teacher would definitely say that. He really didn't like my work. But since then, I've become very obsessed with typefaces and how they work together and font combinations and, you know, all that great stuff. I, out of spite, honestly, just to stick it to Daigle. But yeah, my imposter syndrome kept me from making this show. And I don't know, I felt good this evening. Better than I felt in a bit. And I said, you know what, I'm gonna record something and we'll put it out and we'll see how people respond, if people respond at all. And we'll go from there. So I have an open challenge to you, if you're listening to this, if you saw this on whatever LinkedIn or you went to my website or it's on YouTube or something. Who is this show for? What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear about? I can talk about most pop culture things. I'm an idea guy. I had a friend tell me that it was my superpower, fleshing out ideas. So we can do, you know, fun chats about, I don't know, what if we took different superheroes and made a new version of the X-Men? Or what do the Midnight Suns look like if you reshuffle the roster, something like that? Or if you want to talk about Star Wars typefaces and how they, you know, work together to form a system and the legacy of ITC Serif Gothic in Star Wars, we could do that. We could talk about video game manuals. I did an episode about that before, but we can talk about it again and how they're a lost art and they should come back. And we could talk about physical media and how at this point in time, we should probably go back to that. we're owning less stuff, less cool creative things, and we need to start collecting more stuff. I know people were like, oh, minimalist this and minimalist. No, go out and buy records and trading cards and have physical things. Own stuff so that, you know, you have it. You don't have to pay a subscription fee to have a trading card. Anyway, see, this is what I'm talking about. What do we talk about? I could go on about that stuff for days and hours and months. And that could be the show, or it could be something else. So I guess this callback, this new episode is, where do we go from here? Where do I go from here? I might get feedback that says you shouldn't do this at all. And to that person, I say, that's mean. I didn't ask for that. Ask for constructive criticism and help figuring out, you know, a pathway for this show. So until I figure that out, it's gonna be about all of the stuff I said. I'll just come up with topics week to week, and you can tune in for the things that you like. And if you like it, let me know, and I'll keep doing those things. We'll talk about typography. We'll talk about X-Men. We'll talk about Ninja Turtles. We'll talk about displate posters. We'll talk about ring lights and streaming and physical video games versus digital video games and the menu in video games, like how pause menus are constructed and the death of the select button. We could talk about all these crazy things and it could be really fun. So let me know in the comments. I appreciate you. That's this episode. It's a short one. I'm a sucker for a 10-minute podcast. So we came in right around 11 minutes. So that's good. Subscribe to the show. Head on over to carlwaldron.com for my portfolio. And I have writing there and I have other episodes and stuff. So visit the site. Thank you for listening. This has been Design Behind the Mask. And I will catch you next time. Have a wonderful day, evening. I don't have a sign off for this yet. So we'll figure that out with the rest of the show. Okay, take it easy.